What's up? This is Movies On Up.
Wait, now it's Halloween.
What's up? This is Movies On Up. Candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth. I'm Dave, joined by my spooky co-host, Mr. Ryan.
Won't rot your teeth either.
He is Ryan, I'm Dave. We are Movies On Up, or for one last day this year, Movies On Up. It is Halloween, so happy Halloween. Our tagline for today, candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth. If you know what movie that's from, hit us up, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, or the Twitter, @moviesonup. It's a little bit of a different episode for us.
It's
Yeah, we kind of didn't realize that Halloween fell on a Thursday, and that the Friday was November 1st, so it felt like it felt weird not releasing an episode Halloween related the week of Halloween or on Halloween. So,
and we've always done it in maybe not always, but the past several years, we've always had a Halloween list or a Halloween episode.
And they haven't really been movie related. Like the one year we read our favorite scary stories to tell in the dark,
which became movie related.
Yeah. And one year we read Cask of Amontillado and Adultergeist by two of the classic horror authors. Yeah. So this year, for Halloween, we are going to go through our top five favorite Halloween trick-or-treat candies.
I assume you're listening to it when it comes out. It is Halloween tonight. If you are running around your local Costco or Walgreens or what have you to get some good candy and you just don't know what are the best Halloween candies, we got your back. We're going to give you our five favorites that we would like to receive if we were trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, like if it's my kids, they like the regular chocolate M&M's. Dum Dum Suckers are like the biggest hit for them. Like,
really?
So I did the list for me.
Yeah,
and
me too.
As somebody who,
because I don't have any kids,
who has recently cut out all sugar and candy and anything from my dad, it's going to be really hard to talk about because I have candy from a parade right in the closet that we store this stuff in that I could grab all this stuff after talking about. And my friend Zane in Korea just sent 20 pounds of candy for the kids. So
Korean candy?
No, he's sent American candy this time. But there is,
it's a lot.
There is a lot of candy in my house. So I'm doing good on the no sugar stuff. This will really test me. I really do crave all of these all of the time. But Mr. Ryan, your number five favorite Halloween trick-or-treat candy.
As with most of these, this is actually just straight sugar. It is the Wonka Fun Dip. I enjoy that it colors your tongue. I think whatever kind of spooky costume you have, if you're a zombie or a Frankenstein or what have you, turning your tongue green. It's a delicious treat, and it's a good accent to your costume.
It's pure sugar. It's a sugar stick dipped in sugar.
And that sugar stick, that I almost feel like that could be its separate entry on the list because I do enjoy the sugar stick better than the flavored sugar.
So do I. I would eat just the stick.
Hot take.
My number five, simple, classic, plain, Smarties. You get a bunch in a pack for cheap. One roll, you can, you know, savor it, eat them one at a time, or you can just throw the whole pack in your mouth, drink some water, some 7-Up, which I've also given up. Delicious. It'll add flavor to whatever you're drinking, or just let them dissolve on your tongue. Smarties, classic, can't go wrong. So love me some Smarties.
What is your go-to? Are you a whole pack eater? I am.
It honestly depends.
Not anymore, obviously.
I'm either a half pack two times or a whole pack. Rarely will I go the one at a time, or half in one side of the mouth, half in the other for the symmetry. And
I understand, for the equal distribution of the weight.
So whole pack, but not put in all at once, put in two segments.
I've never heard of the Smartie infused 7-Up. I'm excited to try that.
It works best with water, but like it works for like the clear drinks too. Like,
yeah, I don't know, but I want to try the 7-Up. Yeah. I just want to dump it in a 20-ounce.
I'm talking keep it in your mouth and then drink it.
I guess we'll try it your way since it was your idea. My number four, I would not suggest letting dissolve in water. It is the fun-sized Snickers bar. Not the little tiny squares because those are too small. And to be honest, I think a full-size Snickers is just too much Snickers. Typically, I like one piece of pizza. Two pieces are better. But when it comes to Snickers specifically, a full-size Snickers bar is not any better to me than the fun-sized. I think the fun-size is the perfect amount of Snickers. As far as portability goes, I think that gives you the most bang for your buck.
See, I like a full-size Snickers, but they kind of changed it a few years ago. When you go to buy a full-size Snickers, it's basically just two fun-size Snickers anyway. It took the fun out of just eating a full Snickers bar. I'm going to jump off of that and move my number two to my number four because it's similar.
Full-size Snickers bar.
No, it's not a full-size Snickers bar. Although any house that gives out full-size bars would be number one on any trick-or-treating list.
Yes.
But going back to the candy bar thing where the fun size is like a good bit of Snickers, my favorite candy bar is Zero, but I'm the only person that likes it. That's why it's called Zero. Because that's how many other people
like it,
yeah, that's that Zane told me that in junior high school that it's called Zero because that's how many people other than me like it. But you don't see those at Halloween because nobody buys them. So my next favorite candy bar is a Heath bar. I don't like chocolate, so anything that's like primarily chocolate I'm not super into unless it's with something I really like, and I like the toffee. But a full-size Heath, that's a bit much for me. They have these Heath bite size that's just one little square that's just like a bite of Heath. The perfect amount of Heath. I don't need more than that. Just give me the one and that's it. So my number four is the Heath, the bite size.
Yeah, that's very similar to what I had in mind. My number three is the Reese's pumpkin. As a shape, there's the egg for Easter. You got the pumpkin for Halloween. But I think the best shape, and I can't really tell you why. Maybe it's just I enjoy eating it this way, is the Christmas tree. That is the best shape. Now, they all taste the exact same, but I enjoy the shaped ones much more than the cups. Even like the regular individually wrapped full-size cups, I'd rather have the pumpkin, and for sure don't come at me with those little tiny ones that are mostly foil and you spend 5 minutes unwrapping and 5 seconds enjoying. Now, I want the full-sized Reese's jack-o'-lantern.
Not many houses giving those out. Reese's will come up later, probably.
Okay.
My number three, it's a tie, but it's a misleading tie. My number three is Laffy Taffy / Airheads. When it comes to like taffy-type food, Airheads, far and away the superior candy.
Yes.
But much more rare. Laffy Taffy, you get a lot of those at Halloween.
You do.
I enjoy the Laffy Taffy.
Because they're cheap and garbage.
Yeah, they're okay. If I'm eating taffy, they're fine. But what's nice is that joy of you grab a handful of Laffy Taffy and you realize, like, there's a white Airhead in here. That's worth it. So Airheads, I don't think, are prominent enough to have their own place. But I put Laffy Taffy on there because of the chance that you'll be surprised that you go to grab a Laffy Taffy and it's actually an Airhead, which is far superior.
I don't think it has to be, or at least when I did my list, I wasn't considering how many people give this candy out.
Well, you're not as experienced in the trick-or-treating lately as I am.
I give candy out. That I am experienced
in. So you know one house. I do many houses.
I don't know if I'm giving away Airheads. I don't really know what I'm giving away. It's probably going to be a combination of the stuff I have here.
20 pounds of candy from Korea, if you want.
There you go. This is what I want.
I'm just kidding, Zane. I'm not selling your candy.
Or giving it away. This is what I would like people to give out. It would be great if people were giving out the Airheads. But I only see like the full-sized Airheads. I don't see like small Halloween.
Do they have those? The small Airheads. And now there's Airhead Bites, which are like round, like little gumball. Oh, they're perfect.
I don't know. Maybe I would have
back
to.
Back in my sugar loving days, about 10 days ago.
Yeah, right.
I would go nuts on some Airheads.
I go nuts on my number two. It is a Halloween candy, but I would actually consider it more of like a seasonal fall candy, and that is the Tootsie Caramel Apple Pop. I grew up out in the country, so apples are very much a big part of fall for me, be it the cider donuts, the apple cider.
Apples covered in spit that you're licking, pretty much. That called bobbin for apples.
Yeah, I'm not really a bobbin for apples kind of guy. And when you have basically an apple on a stick individually wrapped, you don't need to. This year I got hipped to the Golden Delicious and Macintosh varieties of the caramel apple pop, as opposed to just the traditional Granny Smith. I like them all, but man, let me tell you, I really think they could have spaced out the Golden Delicious and the Macintosh for maximum effect, because now I'm just like, holy shit, you just really tripled my options. This is fantastic. And then next year, I feel like I'm going to be waiting for like a Fuji or a Rayburn. Give me something else. I got to have more apple varieties. I love those suckers. Delicious.
My number two kind of breaks the rules, kind of how Laffy Taffy Airheads did. Because we had said like, oh, we can't just say Snickers. It's got to be narrowed. Mine is Jolly Ranchers. Either the individual bite ones or the small, when I was growing up.
The inch-long ones, right?
Yeah, but when I was growing up, you had like the 3 or 4 inch-long ones.
Yeah.
That's what I'm used to. Those you would suck on forever.
But you never see those anymore.
No.
I don't think they're. I think they went the way of the dodo.
No. Yeah, when you get
too
the small
ones. Too many kids
ones.
Just sucking for too
yeah,
long.
Yeah, when you get the inch-long ones, it's like, oh, that's part of my childhood. It's like a fourth of my childhood, and it's awesome, and I love them. Give me some blue or some raspberry of the little individually wrapped ones, or apple. I'll go nuts
on
them.
Yeah, the green apple. I'm a big fan of that.
So, yeah, I love Jolly Rancher. I couldn't narrow it down. So that's my number two.
Whatever is available. And my number one is the Cadbury Scream Egg. The regular Cadbury Cream Egg is my favorite seasonal candy of all time. It comes out during Easter. They've been running the same commercial for, I think, the last 25 years. The Cadbury Bunny with all the different animals that are incapable of laying eggs and that smug bunny just kind of laughing at them. Not the bunny's legs either, but this one does. And it lays a delicious sugar-filled cream substance egg. It's wonderful. Not too terribly long ago, they brought that candy out for Halloween. I was absolutely over the moon because now I can get my favorite candy twice a year. It still makes it special, but not too much. It's available in April. It's available in October. I feel like just as the last little bit of my Cadbury stockpile is being depleted, I am able to buy new ones fresh on the shelves. And I do like the green filling. It makes it look like the egg has spoiled or rotted or whatever, and it fits right in there with Halloween.
I don't like any Cadbury thing.
No, most folks don't.
They're gross. This list, unlike most lists we have, usually it's, oh, here's our top five, and this is like our personal opinion. This is one of the first lists we've had where there is a correct answer for number one, and Ryan is wrong. There's only one answer, and it breaks all rules. It is simply Reese's. Any size. The individual cup, the little tiny bite-sized ones, the eggs, Reese's pieces, I don't care. Anything Reese's, Halloween, that is where you win. This is the only candy that in New York and around other parts of the country, there's a vending machine after Halloween where you can go trade in your non-Reese's candy to get Reese's. Reese's, because it's apostrophe.
Right.
So it's Reese's cup. It's his or hers.
Or yours.
Yeah, or yours, Reese. Whatever you want. But yeah, Reese's is the number one Halloween candy. Any shape, size, variety, doesn't matter. If you have people out there with bowls that are like, oh, you can pick candy. If you don't start right away, there's not going to be any Reese's left because you have the kids that pick Reese's and the dumb kids. So Reese's is far and away what Halloween is about. It is the best candy for Halloween. And I mean, these were just Halloween candies. I didn't do my favorite candies. I'm a Runtz guy. I'm a Gobstoppers guy.
Love peanut M&Ms.
Big gummies? Yeah, peanut M&Ms, the fun size bags were almost there on my list.
Yeah, but I don't want a fun size bag.
Exactly.
Because that's bullshit.
That's why gummies isn't on there. If I could eat one candy the rest of my life other than Reese's, it would be gummies. I love gummy bears, Haribo, any gummy bears I love. I don't want a little stupid kid size bag of gummy bears. F off. I want a full thing of gummy bears. So that's why gummy bears didn't make it. One of the best candies. I love Red Vines. Red Vines are, although they changed the rest, Red Vines aren't as great. I can't speak as highly of Red Vines as I could have about 2 years ago. They've changed them. The texture is different. I'm not a big fan. So that's why I gave up candy, because F you, Red Vine. I love Swedish Fish. You'll get packs sometimes at Halloween, but it's like three or four Swedish. Who wants to eat three or four Swedish Fish?
I can
go nuts on some Swedish Fish.
Zero people.
I love some Swedish Fish. And I have a giant 5-pound bag of Swedish Fish in my cabinet, which kills me every time I get in that cabinet. Maybe someday I will eat them again. That's our five favorite Halloween candies with some extra bonus candies thrown in there.
Very little crossover there.
Yeah, I mean, you were wrong on your number three because it should have been number one. But if you'd have done that, that would have been our crossover. But what are your favorite Halloween candies? Let us know. moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, or Twitter @moviesonup. Just to do it again, since I don't know if I did it at the beginning, the tagline for this week, candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth. Most of these candies will.
I think all of them will.
Yeah. So let us know what that tagline is, and maybe you'll get some candy in the mail.
Won't have any razor blades in it.
Yeah, maybe not. Happy Halloween. Be careful. Be safe out there. Don't eat too much candy, but eat some extra for me. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Kicks off November. We're doing our favorite James Cameron directed or produced movies because Terminator Dark Fate comes out. So happy Halloween. Thanks for chilling with us through October with our Final Girls and our Survivor Girl themed 2019 horror movies. So Halloween's our favorite month, or October as other people call it. But until tomorrow,
keep it up.